In mid and late Tang Dynasty's figure paintings, we see birds and flowers symbolizing the mood and temperament of the human figures depicted. At this period, flowers and birds served as symbols in the background of figure paintings. The flower and bird painting further developed to become an independent art form, as one of the three major trends in the Chinese traditional painting, together with landscape paintings and figure paintings during the Five Dynasties period, and reach maturity in the Song Dynasty. A famous emperor of the Song Dynasty, Song Huizong, became the patron and promoter of this elegant style, indicating the great importance of the imperial court attached to this genre and the popularity it enjoyed. Many early Chinese artists were also scholars. They recorded their thoughts on paper with delicate, thick, and thin lines. The intent of Chinese scrolls was to capture a feeling, not an image. Actually, only lines and shapes needed to capture the feelings were included in the scrolls.